Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Samantha Dawn Tutzlow, co-host of Survival Jobs, a podcast, here at the opening night of Gutenberg, the musical, for the Broadway Podcast Network. We're so excited to talk to some of the cast and guests. Come on. So since we're a podcast network, obviously we all know who you are, but can you please introduce yourself for the listeners?
Yes, I'm Andrew Rannells.
And I'm also Andrew Rannells.
Actually, that's Josh Gad, and we're here at the opening night of Gutenberg the Musical. Welcome back to Broadway, the both of you. How does it feel to be back on stage together?
It feels fantastic. It's been a very long time, but it's in many ways it feels like we haven't really missed a beat, even though it's been 12 years since we've done this together. But it's just been a real blast since we started rehearsals. And
it's a thrill. I mean, I for me, coming back to Broadway after over a decade has been one dream come true, but getting to do it with Rannells is the greatest part of that dream come true. And every night, this bastard makes me laugh. And I'm grateful that I got to share the stage with him.
Yeah, so on that note, I've watched a lot of interviews with you guys about this show. Seems like your best friend. So I really wanted to put you to the test and give you some Josh and Andrew trivia to each other. Okay. Andrew, Josh voiced a character in the Angry Birds the movie. What was the name of his character?
You son of a bitch.
Chippy?
Close. Really close. It's Chuck.
Damn, that's
it.
Actually pretty good.
Okay.
Josh, Andrew released a memoir recently. What is the name of his memoir?
Not Bad Uncle.
Of the year.
Huh?
Of the year.
Yeah, Uncle of the Year.
I just gave it to you yesterday.
No, you didn't. Oh, yes, you did.
When is Josh's birthday?
It's February 23rd.
Wow. That was quick, too. Yep. Josh. The last Broadway show Andrew was in was Boys in the Band. What was the name of his character?
Oh my God, the one I didn't see.
All right,
let me take a gander.
See if I can hint to you. I'm gonna try to psychically send this to you.
Evan.
Oh no.
Not even close. It rhymes with
It rhymes with what?
Harry.
Oh yeah, Derry.
No.
Larry.
Larry.
Yes.
I was Larry.
I knew it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course.
So Andrew won this. Like, that's a bummer.
I only won by one.
Well, yeah.
By one. So we can just call it a fun tie. Break legs tonight. Please introduce yourselves and let our listeners know who you are.
I am Anthony King. I'm one of the writers of Gutenberg the Musical.
I am Scott Brown. I'm another one of the writers of Gutenberg the Musical.
Amazing. Well, congratulations. What a hit. So you guys created this show at UCB. Is that true or is that fake news?
No, that's true. That's true all the way down. We started the show with us performing the roles that now Josh Gad and Andrew Rannells have actually made great.
I was wearing this is the sweat. You can't see the sweater on a podcast, but if you could, you would see that it is old.
For those listening, it is a blue sweater that is falling apart and smells like a dusty basement.
Yeah, with notes of beef juice dripping down from the ceiling because it was under a Gristides. The butchery was right above us.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I saw Titanic under the Gristides as well. Iconic.
That's the place. How did it smell under there?
Like beef juice. Yeah, exactly like beef juice. So how does it feel to see your show now? You guys were in London and did a couple of other readings. How does it feel to see it now on Broadway with Andrew and Josh?
I mean, it's unreal because the show was almost expressly designed not to be a Broadway show in many, many ways. So yeah, it's very odd. I mean, like, it's a show about something improbable happening just based on the belief of two people in each other and their love for each other, and I guess that happened.
Yeah, it's actually happened in real life, what the show is about. So it's pretty exciting.
I have one question that I want to ask everyone tonight. If there's another historical figure that you'd like to see Gutenberg'd next, who would that be? Gutenberg.
I like that that's a verb. That's who else is going to be Gutenberg'd?
Who gets Gutenberg'd next?
You'll get Gutenberg'd.
What's the next? That's, I like that. It's like a less fun punked. Like that you can bring. Yeah. Let's see. How about, I'd say that whoever fluoridated water. The first fluoridator.
I was going to say the person who decided what 64 colors go in the Crayola box.
Oh, that's a good one.
You're only 64. So you got to make some hard choices.
Yeah, that's a dark story. That's an Oppenheimer.
Yeah. That's a real Oppenheimer.
There's also a
great musical.
It is. Oppenheimer?
Yeah, Oppenheimer.
Florence Pugh's scene alone. It's hard to stage, but it's, yes.
Go back to the drawing board. We need it.
I know.
Oppenheimer is a musical. Yeah, there we go. That's great. I mean, there was kind of a moment there, I guess. Hard to stage.
Very hard to stage.
Yeah.
The explosion is tough.
I think we'll do it off stage, and someone will come in and say, Dr. Oppenheimer.
The bomb. It worked.
It went off.
That's amazing. If there's one thing you want audiences to walk away with, what is that one thing?
I hope it's just joy. It's like the world is so crazy right now. And so we tried to make something, and with Josh and Andrew especially, that is just where you come and hopefully laugh for 2 hours and leave feeling a little bit better about the world and about yourself and about the people you care about.
It's so hard to make anything. I mean, and it's so easy to feel completely hopeless. And yeah, this is just a show about sort of battling that with any weapons at hand, including just, you know, really bad ideas that you absolutely love.
Well, happy opening. Congratulations. I can't wait for everyone to see it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for chatting with us.
Thank you.
We good.
Hi. Welcome. Happy opening.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Since we're a podcast network, a lot of people are going to be tuning into this on audio. So can you please introduce yourselves and let us know what your role is here at Gutenberg the Musical?
My name is Sam Hartley. I am the Doug standby.
My name is Russell Daniels. I'm the Bud standby.
Russell, and you went on last week, yeah?
I did, yes. I went on the Saturday matinee, kind of last minute, very exciting, really magical afternoon. It went great. I'm so thankful for everyone that helped support that, make that happen, and I feel a huge weight lifted off my shoulders that it has happened, and it went well, so yes.
Well, congratulations, and it's your Broadway debut. Your Broadway debut as well.
Yeah. Broadway debuts squared.
Yes.
That's incredible. You guys are making your Broadway debuts with Andrew Reynolds and Josh Gad. What has the experience been like for you?
I mean, we keep saying this, and we've said it a bunch of times tonight. It's been like a dream. We kept looking at each other while every step of the way being like, how is this happening? We can't believe it's happening. We felt so lucky to be in that room, to get to see them rehearse, be a part of it. And they've been the most incredible humans and actors, and so supportive and lovely to us that it's just been a dream.
Yeah. Both of us experienced or had experienced what Book of Mormon meant to us.
Yeah.
And here we are, their return to Broadway, and we get to stand amongst their company. It is wild.
When I first moved to New York, Book of Mormon was the first show I saw on opening weekend. I got a $22 ticket to stand in the back and watch, and for their opening weekend. So it's come like full circle with this.
I'm like
getting to do this.
Yeah,
I know.
Story.
I did not live here yet, but was watching the Tonys and actually called to get tickets the night of that performance. So it's We won't really know what any of this feels like for about a couple of weeks or months,
but
it's incredible.
Yes.
Amazing. So let me ask you, as the standbys, how are you handling the 150 hats? There are 150, correct?
With, yes, there are.
With ease.
Thank God I got that fact right.
With ease. It's a mountain to climb, for
very,
sure.
Very daunting at first. Now it feels pretty natural to us, yeah. You know, luckily, thankfully.
We have our own little setup upstairs. We like to run the show while the boys are running the show,
nice.
Just to get in their rhythms. And
yes. But, yeah. but very daunting at first. Very overwhelming when you see them all laid out on the table and all the stacks, and you're not looking, you're just throwing them off. So, yeah, it's been, it definitely took many, many hours to feel natural.
Many hours, but they're the best teachers.
Yes.
So they make it look easy. And so a part of your brain has to trust, like, this could be easy eventually, right?
Yeah. Well, amazing. Congratulations. And one more question before you run off. Who is the next historical figure that you'd like to see be Gutenberged?
Should we say it at the same time?
Wait, what's the question?
Who is the next historical figure?
That Gutenberged?
Well, I made it a verb.
Oh,
That you'd like to see be Gutenberged.
On the count of three.
One, two, three. FDR.
FDR, amazing.
Exclamation point.
Yeah. Exclamation point. Well, congratulations. Happy opening.
Thank you
Enjoy
so much.
The ride.
Thank you.
Hi, Patrick. Welcome to the Broadway Podcast Network. For the people who are just listening, can you introduce yourself and let them know who you are?
I'm Patrick Cotullo. I'm one of the lead producers of Gutenberg, the musical.
And Patrick is one of my very dear friends, so this is super fun to be chatting with him. Congratulations. What attracted you to this show?
Well, this show actually was really the brainchild of Alex Timbers and Anthony King and Scott Brown. Scott and Anthony had been developing it as a piece for UCB, and then Alex worked on a production of it at the New York Musical Festival with them. With back in 2006, and then they sort of did the production there, and it was very successful. It had productions then all over the world, but it had never been to Broadway. And Alex was looking for something to do with Josh, and Josh and Andrew were looking for something to do together, and so it really just kind of was this perfect alchemy that came together. Yeah.
What is your wish for audiences to walk away from this with?
It's just so funny, and just to have a good time and leave smiling. It's fun. It's fun. It's smart, and they're two of the best musical comedy performances I've seen in a really long time.
Well, I can't wait for everyone to see it. Congratulations and happy opening.
Thank you so much.
So we're a podcast network, so a lot of people are listening to the audio. So can you please introduce yourself so everyone knows who I'm talking to?
We're podcasting.
We're podcasters.
Brooke Dillman of the Los Angeles-based Dillmans.
Of the Los Angeles-based Dillmans. I love it.
Yes, having a time in New York. We've come for a little adventure, but
we're
based there.
We love to hear it.
I keep looking at the camera. Are we not? What is happening?
We're both. We're camera. Well, we also will be seen on Instagram, so you can do a little pose if you want.
I've heard of Instagram.
Have you?
Yes, I'm planning on doing it.
I can help. Consult with me and I got you. Well, happy opening. What are you most excited about for tonight?
I mean, just the two of them together. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts to have the two greatest of all time together. And the thing about them that kills me is they are so funny. But they sing so beautifully, so it's like it's these beautiful sounds coming out of them, and just the dumbest things that they're saying. It's the best juxtaposition.
It's
so wonderful. I love them so much.
It's so
I'm
funny.
In heaven. I'm in heaven.
Be prepared for your face to hurt and laugh, then also cry if you feel if you're sensitive at the end. We'll see.
Oh, I am sensitive. I cry at cotton commercials. So
you know.
Very, yeah.
It's good to show your feelings. It's good to show your feelings.
I might start crying now.
You should. And we'll put that clip on Instagram. It'll be perfect. So the show is about,
I can't do it on cue.
Shit. Can I swear on this network?
Yes, of course you can. Shit. What else do you want to say?
Shit.
Damn it.
Damn it to...
My dad used to say, damn it to hell.
Exactly.
Who put this? He'd trip over something and then yell, damn it to hell. This is
perfect.
How my mom curses. She goes,
she can't do it.
Shit.
She doesn't want to do it.
She does it right at the end, though. She'll take the that's the only curse word she ever does.
Amazing.
And then if I curse, she goes, Brooke.
Amazing. Well,
Is that enough cursing?
Yes.
Is that what you wanted?
Well, thank you so much for chatting with us. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
I'm Tuck Watkins.
Tuck Watkins. Last seen on Broadway in Boys in the Band. Yes. Is that correct? Yes. How's it feel to be back here on Broadway, supporting on opening night?
Well, that's it, folks. I'm back on Broadway supporting Andrew Rannells in Gutenberg the Musical. I actually saw the first preview, so this is not my first time seeing it. I was hoping for a lot of mistakes at the first preview. There was not, unfortunately. I think it's so much fun to watch actors make mistakes and then have to work their way out of the mistake, but they made none because these guys are pros. So I can only imagine now that they're 3 weeks into it and having lived in it for 3 weeks, I can only imagine what stuff they've come up with since the first preview, and I can't wait to see it.
Can you give us some spoilers about these 150 hats that I hear make a huge appearance in the show?
I can't give you a spoiler about the hats, but I can tell you this. They do this magic trick on stage three different times, and I saw it, each time I saw it, and I knew it was gonna come back, I thought, now look for it. And they do this thing with a pencil that's a magic trick.
Wow.
And I can't figure it, it's really just a sight gag, but even when you're looking for it to happen, you can't, it's magic. I can't figure it out.
It's the magic of Broadway.
I am endlessly impressed by the way they do that.
Nice, the magic of Broadway. So who's the next historical figure that you'd like to see be Gutenberged, if you know what I mean?
I would like to see the story of actor William Haynes, Billy Haynes, who was a silent film Hollywood star who went into the talkies. He was openly gay, and a code came about. Louis B. Mayer said, "Hey, Billy Hayes, you're the biggest star in Hollywood right now, but if you don't get married to a woman, I'm pulling your contract." And he said, "No, I won't pretend to be who I'm not."
Oh,
so he disappeared. But I think that's a great story, and maybe we should see that story.
So that should be Gutenberg next. Yeah.
The next Gutenberg the musical. Billy Haynes the musical.
Yeah, perfect. Let's get to the drawing board.
Great.
I'll produce it.
Okay.
With all my producing ability.
We have that on camera.
Thanks for chatting with us. Have a great night tonight.
Thanks.
Hello, I'm Carrie Butler.
Hello, it's Carrie Butler, everyone. Happy opening night. What are you most excited about to see this evening?
I am most excited to laugh and laugh and laugh.
Same girl, same. And you're here supporting Alex, who directed Beetlejuice. What does that feel like to have worked with someone and then showing up to their opening night to support them?
Well, I secreted Alex. You know, if you'd know what that is, I, you know, put out there that it was my dream to work with him, and it actually worked. So I just love supporting him in everything that he does, because I think he's a genius.
The power of manifestation, okay? I don't know if you know the premise of the show, but it's a musical that these two guys write about Gutenberg, who invented the printing press. So who's a historical figure that you'd like to see be Gutenberg's next?
Oh my goodness. That's too hard. I don't know. But I will say that the writers of the show were also the writers of Beetlejuice, so I have a double connection.
Double connection. So maybe they'll be Gutenberg next. The writers of this show will be the next to be Gutenberg. Wouldn't that be something?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, enjoy the show. Thanks for chatting with us.
I'm Michael James Scott, and I am so excited to be here.
Yes.
At Gutenberg, the musical.
Yes. And for those of you just listening, Michael is in the most iconic green suit, like shining on this red carpet. I can't even stand it. What are you most excited about this evening?
I am so excited to cheer my friends on. Josh and Andrew are good friends, and I'm excited to be here and see them act a fool. I'm excited to laugh. Broadway needs laughter and joy. The world needs laughter and joy right now. So I'm excited to see my friends be stars and be amazing. That's what I'm excited about.
I love that. I sign off on all of that. So the premise of the show is that these two guys write a musical about Gutenberg. Who's a historical figure that you'd like to see be Gutenberg's next?
I mean, oh my gosh. I was thinking about that. I feel like the inventor of like the traffic light. So, do you mean like just something like so ridiculous and like so like, you know, like, oh, that's interesting. You know what I mean? I feel like something like that, just to really understand what's going on. There could be some really fun things about him or her that you don't. Actually, it was a man. I do know that because I randomly did a report on Garrett A. Morgan.
Oh my God, is that the real name?
That's the name.
Oh my God, guys.
Garrett A. Morgan. But
that is iconic that you just pulled that out of your brain. Garrett A. Morgan invented the traffic light.
Happy opening night to the traffic light.
Okay. Thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you.
Enjoy the night.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Hi. So we're a podcast network, so a lot of people are just listening. Can you introduce yourself to anyone who's just listening?
To anyone who's just listening, I'm Nikki M. James, and I was in the Book of Mormon with the two dummies who are starring in the show tonight.
Dummies. How do you feel being here watching them on stage since you guys spent such intimate time on stage together?
Jealous?
Hey, that is so honest.
Not of the show, but that they get to be together. And we are all still really good friends, and so I just miss them more than anything.
Oh, that is so sweet. What are you looking forward to the most tonight?
Laughing my ass off.
Same. And
wondering if Josh is going to make it through the show without, you know, hyperventilating. I've seen the show, so I know how hard he's working.
Let's all say a prayer to the theater gods that works out.
Right.
Okay, so if there's one historical figure that you'd like to see Gutenberg'd next, who would that be for you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm obsessed with Paul Newman, so I would say Paul Newman.
Paul Newman the musical. Coming to you in 2026. Happy opening. Enjoy the show.
Thank you so much for chatting with us.
Hello, my name is Patty Murin.
Right from the Muni, wrapping up Little Shop at the Muni. How was it?
Yes, it was really amazing. It was such a beautiful experience with such a wonderful group of people that will forever remain one of the most special things I've done.
I did see some of those clips, and you really were slaying, so congratulations. What are you most excited about tonight at the opening night of Gutenberg the musical?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, Andrew and Josh, their social media has been so off the wall that I'm like, but I still feel like I don't know what to expect, which is like that's a gift to like post 16 times a day, but still have people be like, what's gonna happen? I'm just waving to Rory O'Malley. Yes. You can't see me, but I'm doing it. That's what I think I'm most excited about, because I'm like I don't know much about this, but I feel like I should. So
I know that they wear a lot of hats, like actual hats, like literal 150 hats.
Absolutely.
That's been my biggest fact of the day.
Yeah.
So is there a historical figure that you'd like to see be Gutenberg'd next?
Oh, God. I keep going to George Washington. I feel like I should pick something more exciting. I just really love the Revolutionary War. The romantic side of it, which is insane because it was a war and people, you know what I mean? With old-fashioned bayonets and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say, some sort of Revolutionary War situation, but like a lady. Betsy Ross. There it is. There she is.
Betsy Ross, the musical. People, coming to you 2026.
Starring Patty Murin.
And hosted by Samantha Tutzlow. The whole musical is hosted by me.
It's a new thing we're doing.
We're going to create it. See you then. Thanks for chatting. Enjoy the show.
You too.
Broadway Podcast
Network. Yes, Broadway Podcast
Network.
It's a network of Broadway podcasts.
All right.
Okay, can you introduce yourself to the people who are only listening to the podcast?
No, I'm not going
to
introduce myself. If they don't know who I am, then they shouldn't be listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
I agree. What are you most excited about tonight?
Talking to you.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Who is the next historical figure that you'd like to see be Gutenberg'd?
The next historical figure, we've had Hamilton, now the Gutenberg for the Gutenberg Bible. That's such a good question.
Wow, thank you so much.
have we forgotten all about Edison?
Okay.
What about?
So Edison the Musical.
Edison the Musical.
Coming to you in 2026.
That's right. Just look for the light.
Look for the light.
All right.
Thank you for chatting with us. Happy opening.
Hi, this is Josh Gad, and I'm starring in the play Gutenberg tonight. This is Jimmy Fallon, and I'm here to watch two geniuses at work. I cannot wait to go see this play.
Amazing. What are you most excited about? One word.
The chemistry, the comedy. They're really funny. They were on our show the other night, Josh and Andrew, and I said I'd heard that someone saying this is the Hamilton of his generation, and Josh said I said that.
Yeah.
He's trying to spread that rumor.
Yeah.
So it really made me laugh. They're great. They have such. I saw them back when they did Mormon, and it was unbelievable. I'll never forget it. So I'm just hoping to get even just a glimpse of a second of that. And I also heard there's a special guest at the end of this play, and I think I saw who it's going to be, but I'm very excited.
I think you're teasing. It might be you.
It is not me today, but maybe one day it will be me.
I think we should propose that. If you're, okay, listening, Jimmy would like to be a guest,
yeah, if you're
everyone.
Voting, if you're voting, yeah, I want to star in the play. I want,
maybe you can,
I want
to
take,
day.
Yeah, Andrew should take a couple weeks off. Yeah. I think he's worked too hard.
Perfect.
I know it's opening night, but Andrew, take off tomorrow, and I'll come in. And I'll do the play with him.
You're a quick learner. You can pick it up.
Me and Josh get along great.
Perfect. Okay, last question. If there's one person in history that you'd like to see be Gutenberged next, who is that?
One person in history. Maybe the creator of Mad Magazine, maybe? Or I'm trying to think. Or I don't know. I mean, there's so many great. They have to be inventors?
Whatever you want. This is completely up to you.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Who? Maybe the guy who invented Chipotle. That would be a great play.
That's,
I would like
one.
To see that one. Yeah, yeah. And Guac is extra. That's the name of the play.
I'd like to see Fallon the musical next.
You will?
Yeah. I'll write it and produce it. Yeah. No
My problem. God. And you'll be in it as well?
You're welcome. Yeah, I'll star
Thank
in it.
So
I'll
much.
Be Jimmy Fallon.
I'm
yeah.
Go see it right now,
no problem. Yeah. See you in 2026.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.